Well, small businesses locally have been struggling to keep their heads above water. That's as the sector battles against the financial impact of COVID-19 and the recent civil unrest too. But are investors seeing value and investment opportunity in the building back up of these businesses, acting as catalysts for regrowth? Charles Okia-Hallam from AGH Capital Partners joins me now with the sense he's getting. Thanks so much, Charles, for your time this evening. So you go about raising capital funding to invest in small business opportunities across the continent. But let's home in on South Africa for a bit. What interest are you managing to garner for catalytic investments into South Africa's SMEs?
Well, firstly, thank you very much, Aditya, for inviting me. I'm very happy to be here. It's pretty difficult. You know, the macro environment is pretty tough. We've just come up of COVID. We hope we've come up of COVID. We hope that the future will be strong. The small business sector usually is the sector that's most affected by changes in the macro picture, because bigger businesses have deeper wells of capital, have higher reserves, etc. So they're able to see things through. What we see are three key challenges, and these are standard challenges for small business. The typical three C's is the absence of capital, which everybody talks about, specifically equity capital, the difficulty with compliance in hard times, right? And the lack of capacity, skill shortage, the ability to manage yourself out of a crisis. So with that background, these are challenging times for small business.
So what sense are you getting for investor sentiment into the sector of the economy then?
I mean, I think that in certain parts of the economy, we see a lot of interest. For example, in the new areas, in tech, the ideas that you can innovate, come up with new ways of doing business, tech strong. But even in basic things, you know, the normal things like in the food sector, transportation sector, small businesses that work in that area, there is also interest.
There is interest, Charles. How are we competing against some of our African counterparts at this stage?
I think South Africa has a big challenge. Its challenge is that the market is dominated by a number of very large firms. So the number of small firms that have skills that they can transfer and use competitively in other markets is small. What you find in many African countries is that the size of firms is not as big. They're not as big as we have in South Africa. And therefore, you have a smaller number of firms, a larger number of firms that can compete quite effectively against each other. So that creates an ability and builds capacity, builds the ability for those firms to scale up. Mm. But it's much more difficult in South Africa. And I think, Alicia, I mentioned compliance. One of the issues that I think as an investor we would urge government is to find ways in which they can reduce the cost of compliance for small businesses, the regulations that small businesses face. Yeah. And I think that's where in other parts of Africa, whether by omission or commission, the level of compliance is much lower. So there are a larger number of entrepreneurs who are able to work in those markets without facing the same level of compliance and red tape that exists in South Africa.
So if we look ballpark here, Charles, how much would you say South Africa's losing out on when it comes to capital that could be invested into the SME space?
That's very, very difficult to estimate, Alicia. You can only guess. You can only ask yourself, what another way of looking at this is, what is the proportion of people who are unemployed, who would start businesses, right, if they had access to capital, if they had capacity, and if they found that they could meet all the compliance costs. It's a more easy estimate than responding to your question specifically.
Okay. Well, if we look at the kind of package Treasury unveiled today, Charles, yes, it's necessary, of course, to support those in distress right now. But on a more sustainable basis, what are some of the policies that need to change and change fast so that we are able to use private sector capital, investor capital, more so to the country's growth advantage?
Okay, so if you put forward a $2.6 billion support package in an economy that's a $280 billion economy, GDP economy, it's less than 1%. So it's going to have an effect, but how big an effect, I'm not sure. I think, and how does that trickle down to small businesses, right? Because this is a package that's got to meet the economy on aggregate, the society on aggregate. It's a step in the right direction. But frankly, Alicia, we were hoping for a bigger number.
Absolutely. Well, Charles, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Charles Okeahalam is with AGH Capital Partners.